Welcome to Face Jam, the show where we try every new fast food creation to let you know if you need it. You probably do. Thanks to DoorDash for making this show super duper possible. I'm your host, Michael Jones, alongside my somewhat conscious co-host, Jordan Sweers. Jordan, how are you?
Hanging in there. All these better ingredients and better pizza are really getting
me. Oh, you're not even waiting for a second. He's hungry. I mean, he shouldn't be that hungry because he just ate.
But yeah, I will definitely say I'm not hungry anymore.
We're talking about the Papa John's Papadilla format.
Every time.
He insists. I've mentioned this. He insists on writing it. It's a power struggle that he refuses to give up on, and that's fine with me.
There is a line on the rundown that says, "Today we're reviewing this," and it doesn't have the word format in it, but you insist on reading the top.
Well, he made it in bold, so it just draws my
attention. That's where the eye goes to.
It draws my attention. That's the whole point of it, isn't it?
That's like film language 101 right there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's that over there? It's darker than the other things, and I look at it. What are you giggling about?
Nothing.
They're letters.
That one day you're going to not do the format thing.
One day.
Uh-huh.
One day you won't write it.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Which will happen first.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
So do I.
Okay. Neither.
That's this is the weirdest thing that we're stubborn about. There's no reason.
I like it because it kills about a minute and a half.
Hey-o!
At the top
and that's
of the show.
What we're all about here.
Yeah.
We're here to just kill time.
We want
to
burn time early.
Yeah, that's why we have marketing meetings in the middle of our episode.
And you know what?
Episode.
It works.
Very well.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. The Face Jam challenge.
It is everywhere.
It's taken off, dude.
And I think it's working.
Like, it definitely is working.
I've gotten more tweets about Face Jam. I think we have more followers on our Twitter now.
It's blowing up. We're going up, up, up.
Keep it up. I got Gus to do it on the Rooster Teeth podcast.
Yep, Eric did it.
Gus and Jeff.
What were their names?
Gus and Jeff.
Gus and Jeff, friends of yours, I guess. You did it to them?
Yeah.
Posted it?
We were hanging out. That was at a bar.
Uh-huh.
And we were just, that was...
Weird bar.
Yes, it looked like a shitty bar. But that's where I did the challenge.
I had my kids at the park the other day, and I just overheard people talking, like, you heard about the Face Jam challenge?
Mm.
And I was like, I smiled. I didn't say anything because I didn't want to blow their socks off, but I was like, doing it.
Well, no one knows what you look like
because
this is
an
audio.
It's audio. How would you know? If you, I mean, unless you follow, at Face Jam Pod, then you'll know. And that's where you tweet the Face Jam challenge.
Yep.
And then you can eat the food while you look at the pictures.
You eat, you go buy it,
mm-hmm.
You see what we're eating, you go buy it. You bring it home, you start the podcast, you eat the food, you look at the pictures on Face Jam Pod, and
it's
the whole thing comes together.
Simple.
It's that simple.
Done.
And also, if you didn't listen to the last episode, the Face Jam challenge is you record yourself telling someone to listen to Face Jam, and then you tweet it to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't
That's
matter
all
if they
you
listen.
Need to do, yeah.
A lot of people confused by this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't have to listen to
no.
it.
Yeah.
They
and
don't
also
have to like it.
Don't force them to don't start playing it at them.
Here's the thing. I'm not saying to do it, but I'm not saying not to do it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I guess
you do whatever you want.
The point is you don't have to do that.
You don't have to.
Appreciate the extra effort.
And if there are
but don't feel obligated.
If there are complaints filed against you, mm-hmm. we have no responsibility for that.
We absolve ourselves from all responsibility. Real and
100%. Yeah. One person said they locked their friend in their car and she was like, "Why are you doing this to me?"
Cuz the people told me to.
Yeah.
I like the
hey, that's not on us.
No. Yeah.
That's an adult decision made by an adult person. Uh-huh. Unless you're a child, still not on us.
I like
I don't care.
The one person who was telling their mom to listen to Face Jam, and then she looked at the camera and said, "Why are you recording this?" And then she says, "Because they told me to."
Uh-huh. And then her mom said, "Oh,
okay. That makes sense."
I like.
So we
I like.
Hey, you're out there. We see you.
Yeah.
You don't see us.
Mm-hmm. But we see you.
But we see you, and you can look at the pictures while you eat the food.
The women on Tinder who are matching with these guys and then just letting them know, hey, if one day you get married, great. But if not, thank you for harassing these men on a dating site to let them know to listen to a podcast. Appreciate it.
And you know what? We might get some.
Hey.
Yep. Hey, if, that person hasn't listened to it, the only thing he knows about this girl now is that she listens to this podcast, so... He's got to listen to it to have some common interests.
That's true.
It's
so welcome,
really, it's very
welcome
brilliant.
Tinder men of the world to Face Jam.
If you were duped, welcome. You're in for the ride of your life.
The relationship won't work out, but hey, the podcast, your relationship with our podcast will last forever.
There you go. That's perfect.
You'll get dumped, but we'll be here for you.
Well, it's very one way. We're here, but not for you.
Mm-hmm.
You need us. We don't need you.
Right.
That's what we want.
That's
the goal here.
Mm-hmm. you need us, but we don't need you.
Right. But we do need we do need you to listen to the podcast.
But also, thanks for listening.
I mean, thanks for listening. I don't need it. Hopefully, I wake up, don't even know you exist. You wake up and go, I hope there's a new Face Jam. Do you see what I'm trying to build here? Do you see? It's a cult is what I'm describing.
Oh, I like
okay?
it.
Okay. It's just, listen, cults are great. You need members, but it's just one follower.
That's
right?
it. Yep.
One guy drinks the Kool-Aid early. Uh-oh, get another one. You know? He was standing in his place.
You gotta hope nobody else saw it.
Hey, somebody's down. You need to fill in a spot over there. It looks weird.
Uh-oh.
Whoopsie doodle. I also like the air traffic control guy who
told
someone
airplane.
To listen to the Face Jam podcast.
He was the pilot guy.
Was he the pilot?
He was flying the plane. I don't know that he did that while he was flying, but there was a guy flying
sounded
a plane.
Like it.
I mean,
I believe it.
I mean, you know, editing exists. I've heard. He could have recorded it separately. I don't know, but it was cool.
Sounded like he was on a radio. You can't fake that.
Oh, you
that's
can't.
True.
Right. It has to be done in real time.
Yeah, the only thing they haven't figured out.
You literally cannot fake it.
Yeah.
It is impossible. Anyway, we went to Papa John's.
But this was smart. We got it out
early.
Early in the beginning.
Yeah.
That way people could turn it off immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Or just they skipped ahead and they went, they're still talking about it. Two episodes in a row. I waited 2 weeks for this fucking show and they're doing the same shit they did last time.
We kind of do the same shit every episode.
Yeah, but you know what
this
we've never done before? Papa John's.
Yeah.
Can he's America's papa. Everybody calls him papa.
I don't know about
come sit on papa's knee.
Oh, boy.
And eat 30 pizzas.
That's actually funny because I don't want to jump the gun to the facts, but the first fact Eric wrote is, oh, boy. I'm not kidding.
Sure does say that. I just looked down. Oh, boy. I need to know everything about Papa John.
There's so much to unpack, especially recently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the last couple of years, he really put himself in the limelight. And growing up, he was just a guy that apparently was the papa, and he made the pizza, and he went, that's me, that's my pizza. That's all I knew.
From humble beginnings. But then...
Then he went nuts.
Pride comes before the fall, I suppose.
That's not what it was.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that.
I think it was... A downward trend in sales came before the fall.
Oh, and I wonder if something happened that caused the downward trend in sales.
Well, we'll never know.
Mm-hmm. Until maybe we get to the fact sheet.
Little tease.
Oh.
Whoa. Tease.
I stole that from him.
I don't go to Papa John's a lot. Mm-hmm. For a short amount of time in my adolescence, it was our go-to pizza place for my family. And the garlic sauce was always a must-get. And then we got over it pretty quick. I haven't had Papa John's in about 10 years, so...
It was a go-to until it was no-go.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and it had nothing to do with the NFL or anything. I just want
to...
I don't know
why you would need to make that
statement. I just don't want Papa John coming at me.
What's he going to do, eat
pizzas? So what he's saying is he agrees with Papa's stance on the NFL is what he's saying.
What
he's
I'm saying is I had nothing to do with it.
Uh-huh. He was like, I'm cool with the guy.
That's what it
I'm in alliance
like.
With everything that he's saying. Uh-huh.
I just don't want to get thrown under the bus by Papa John.
I don't want things to be said that might offend people. Just know the day of reckoning is coming. Watch out.
Why does he look waxy and wet at the same time?
I think he's just a wax figure of himself.
He's just melting a little bit, like permanently. Yeah, he's got a permanent glisten.
I wonder.
He was never waxy in the commercials.
It looks like, he's like his face doesn't look like a face that is natural. Like he's had work done, and I feel like it's wax work. And
yes,
it's slowly melting.
They're just shooting wax right into his face
under the lights.
The wax is trying to push the skin out.
Yeah,
yeah. The real Papa John is underneath.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You put
the wax, and then you sculpt it.
Yeah.
And now he's melting because he got it done in like his early 30s.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just a matter of time. Yeah. He needs to re-up, but he can't because he doesn't have a job anymore.
Oh,
and
dude.
He's pissed about it.
Yeah, he's really slumming it. He doesn't have a penny to his name.
Poor guy.
I was going to mention, when you talked about the garlic sauce, I feel like Papa John's is the one that brought that to the table.
Yeah.
Well, because like...
For sure.
Even like everybody has it now. And you can order it, but I think Papa John's was and still is, at least as far as like the major, shit pizza chains, that just throw it in the box regardless.
Yeah,
like you don't got to ask for it.
Yeah,
I remember I got it, and I was like, what the heck is this? Yep. And then as a child, it was like, oh, this is great. It's just salt and butter and goo. Uh-huh. And
it doesn't even really taste like garlic.
I tasted it just now today, and I almost dropped dead because it was so extra. I was eating it as I was eating the sopping, grease-filled pizza. Mm-hmm. I was like, why does this need this? Who would add this and go, hey, you need something else?
Yeah. Hey, you want to make this worse for you?
I was like, oh, that, yep.
One thing I learned today is that you're supposed to shake it before you open it.
Nick had a tip.
Sauce tips with Nick.
Tips and tricks section.
So mine was like
probably
a liquid.
Read it on some sauce forum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who do you think moderates the sauce forum?
Yeah. Founder.
Yeah. Co-founder, moderator.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, dude. He looks over and he goes, oh, you got to shake it. And his is like a fine paste. And it didn't look
totally
any better.
Different.
Yeah, it totally different. But I was just like, that blew my mind because to me, that only looks like that after you open it and then it sits out and then before you throw it away. I didn't know that's what you're trying to get.
That's what you're aiming for.
Yeah, because I would always go, oh, this is done. Mm-hmm. It's all thick now.
Little did you know.
Little did I know.
It was in its prime.
Right.
You should have dug right in.
It wasn't ripe yet. And it's still a liquid. You got to let it sit.
Should have left it on the
Nick
garlic tree.
Screaming to his wife tree. In the kitchen. Let it sit. You got to let it sit. No. Can you imagine? Imagine what his house is like. She's like, I don't know. I just don't touch his sauces. I come home.
The sauce cabinet.
Don't touch
my
sauce.
It's like a glass cabinet.
Don't ask questions about what's going on in there.
With a lock on it.
Yeah.
Only he can get
it. Some people have like a man cave or like a bar. Nick's just got a sauce room. He's like, you don't touch it.
This is mine.
Don't touch it.
He said that with these sauces that are left over, which there are an abundance of.
There's a lot.
There is a lot of sauce that's
maybe
left
a dozen,
over.
Like 10.
He said, oh, these will be my, I'll just take these to my desk. These will be my desk sauce.
Yeah.
These
yeah.
will be my desk sauce.
Yeah.
Desk
somebody sauce. Said, I can't remember. I think it was Jordan. He said, he was like, oh, we got a lot of sauce left. Like we got too much. And I immediately agreed, completely forgetting about this monster over here.
Yeah.
And
nothing
and
goes then, to waste.
Yeah. And
Nick
then Eric
around.
Was like, I mean, but it's not extra. You realize like that's
oh, yeah.
going somewhere. Yeah. Right. Yep. And then we went, oh, right.
He
duh.
Conned us into getting desk
sauce. Duh. Nick's going to take it home. And then he went, no, that's going to my desk. Like, he already had it mapped out. It's like you don't just like kidnap kids and then figure out what you're going to do with them. You have it plotted first. Uh-huh. And he woke up this morning and was like, sauce A is going over here. And I'm going to have a drop off on the way home. I owe a guy a sauce.
Yeah. I imagine it was very organic how Eric just happened to be ordering the food. And then Nick walks by or something. He's like, make sure you get
my
extra sauce.
My desk is in a corner of the room that you can't just walk by. I'm ordering the food. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm spending all this money on Papadias. Ha ha. And they all come with sauces or whatever. And he's like, oh, they all come with sauces?
Yeah. You say?
Yeah. And he went, okay, we should get extra.
You know, just in case.
So I ordered like 12 extra sauces. And he went, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's okay. They handed us a sack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a sack.
And everyone, every Papadia has its own box. So everyone comes with one specific sauce.
And Papa John's
and
does not
different.
Provide bags.
No.
So you have to carry out a whole 12 boxes.
We did have 12 boxes. But there was so much sauce. So we got 12 with 12 sauces with the 12 sandwiches and then like another 10 or so.
Yeah. So there's a lot left.
There's no way, like, we got to find that middle ground. And I was for it this time because last time
there wasn't
Nick
enough
was
sauce,
going on
yeah.
about sauce. He ate it all.
Right.
So I was like, I don't want to run into that again. But now he's tricked us again where he didn't eat it, but now he's just going to take it to his desk or his house.
Yeah. We got to find a way for Nick not to win.
Just have some sauce and none extra. Uh-huh. Like, I want enough sauce for me. But not leftovers for him.
Right.
Yeah.
So the way we would have accomplished that this time is that we would have not ordered extra sauce and just eaten the ones that came with
we
the
We would have been fine. Yeah.
Or, but he might have started rooting around. You don't know. Or,
he's over there nodding.
We order the extras and then we got to kind of suss it out as it's happening and then go, I need to have four sauces with my next sandwich.
Right, right.
And just go nuts.
You want to eat four of those sauces with one of the sandwiches?
Of course I don't want to, but
it's the principle.
It's
of
the principle
thing.
Of not letting him dictate how this show works. All I know
we're
is
we're being held prisoner by this like
Nick
sauce
doesn't
monster.
Give a shit about the show. He just has 10 extra sauces.
He's
to take
here
to
for
his
the sauce.
He got free lunch and extra sauce. He got sauce with the food and extra sauce. And do we pay for that sauce?
Yeah.
I paid for the extra damn sauce. Damn it.
That's our sauce.
That's our sauce.
I'm taking it back to my desk.
I'm going
to
take it home, and then just every day I'm going to send Nick a picture of it just so he knows I didn't eat it, but he can't have it.
It's like 2.5 years later.
Yeah, I got it.
It's another picture.
I'm going to send it at 4 a.m. so he wakes up screaming.
I'm sorry I couldn't save you.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So right. We went and got the food. There wasn't really anything too telling about this Papa John's. It was like a typical Papa John's
or like
Domino's kind of pickup pizza place. Like you can go get it, but there's like 12 square feet to stand in the restaurant.
Right.
There's
no, and they had the new thing where you can like watch them make the pizzas and stuff like Domino's has. I don't
like why would you want?
Yeah.
Come on, kids, get in the car. We have to watch the pizza men make the pizza.
You gotta watch this guy in his 30s realize his calling.
Yeah, get him. Take that.
Don't try to stop me, Michael.
I'm not, you know?
All right, they're lucky Michael's here.
How dare you?
Oh, my God.
Dude, that guy had he was ready.
Oh, yeah.
He had the papadillas. He was cranking them out. Mm-hmm. And you were just like, oh, they're all in their own box.
Yeah, he kept going back and bringing more boxes.
He was like telling us about deals that we had missed out on papadillas.
Yeah, that's right. He was like, should have been here on Friday.
Yep. We're giving it out for free.
Free papadillas.
But then he's like, but it was only with the purchase of a papadilla. And also, you would have had
person.
To purchase something and you could only get one. So you'd have to just make a lot of orders. And I'm like, what? All right.
Let me tell you first what you missed and then explain how you could have gotten it under the same circumstance if you hadn't have missed it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this an upcoming thing? No.
Yeah, none of the information is really useful at all.
At all.
But hey,
there wasn't a lot to take pictures of either.
No.
It was very,
just you guys on a bench.
There was
a weird single bench
there.
Yeah. And not like a nice bench.
No, like a park bench.
It was an outdoor bench inside. Like a bus bench.
Do you think someone saw him bringing it inside and they yelled, "You can't do that"? Hey, you put that back outside.
There's a bus stop like right out there too.
Let's just
I
take
bet
that
there's
bench.
Just no bench.
Oh man.
They took the bench from the bus
Dude,
stop.
Papa makes his own rules.
Yep.
Okay.
I like it.
Should we get to some facts?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. I can't wait.
All right.
I'm ready.
Okay, Jordan's ready. Fact number one. Oh boy. Papa John's was the first national pizza chain to offer online ordering in 2002. Wow.
That's
surprising.
Seems radical.
Innovative.
I don't think anyone had computers in 2002.
2002, that's early, man. Most people listening to this were probably 40.
What do you think it was like to online order in 2002?
You think that they were 40 in 2002? Yeah.
I think we have a lot of older listeners.
You do?
Yeah, dude, they're more refined.
Just based on the one Face Jam challenge where somebody told their mom?
Yeah. That's a
no,
listener
it's all
now.
Those Tinder people that we got.
Bunch of 40-year-old
this
Tinder
show,
users.
Yep. Dude, like, teenagers don't start cracking open, fine-aged wine, okay? And that's what this podcast is.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's how you see
I think
this.
We got a bunch of senior winos
gotcha.
Just getting drunk on our voices.
And they just want to know about the finer things in life, like Papa John's Papadilla sandwich
and
format.
We're laying it on them right now.
You.
That's a good one. In 2017, here we go, Papa John claimed that NFL players protesting was hurting his pizza business, saying, quote, "Leadership starts at the top, and this is an example of poor leadership," which is the definition of irony, I think, is what Eric said. I didn't say that. I fought through that sentence, but I got through it.
I think that it was definitely, he was the leader of the pizza place. And then he said, all these NFL players are fucking it up.
Yeah.
Fucking what up?
Well, they were.
His pizza.
Well, they were rolling around on the ground in protest of Papa John's. They said, no, I want 2 packets of garlic sauce per pie or I won't play. So then a lot of people got upset watching the NFL because they were just, trying to watch these
people and they're like, I can't scream at the TV
right.
and tell them how to do the play better as I rub my fat gut and drink my beer. I can't scream at how lazy and shitty they are. So I'm not watching because they won't get off the field.
And I'm definitely not going to buy Papa John's.
So now I'm missing all the Papa John's commercials that are blasted into my eye drums. And if I'm not watching the NFL, I don't know that Papa exists.
Right.
So now the sales plummet. So in a way, he was 100% correct.
Yeah, there is
don't
a direct
be a baby
link.
And play the fucking game, little babies, said Papa John.
Said Papa John.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
to
it worked
clear.
Out great for him.
Yeah, everything seemed to be fine with him.
And now Papa John. On, still in charge.
Uh-huh.
Number one pizza place.
Still the official pizza of the NFL.
Wait, I just was told none of that is correct.
Oh, shit.
Whoops.
Yikes.
Does anybody know what that was about? The whole NFL thing? I don't follow sports.
What they were taking a knee about?
You meant, were they taking knees?
They were protesting.
You don't say that in here.
NFL players protesting. The protest was taking a knee.
Oh. So was it not about the garlic sauce?
It was not. That was a good guess.
That was like...
Were you on to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tough.
I took a stab at it. I just
you were close.
I thought, on the floor.
I mean, really, you were in the ballpark of the whole thing, except for that garlic sauce part, but who knows what they could have been.
Did they roll around?
One guy took
like
a
one
knee.
One guy was doing the worm, right?
No, that was WWF in the year 2002.
That was a touchdown celebration.
That's when Papa John started online ordering.
See?
Oh, I read that earlier.
Okay. Yeah. It all comes together.
I heard about that.
Papa John ate 40 pizzas in 30 days, then swore to eat 50 pizzas in 30 days. He has still not eaten the 50 pizzas in 30 days. Fucking pussy.
Can I ask what he's trying to prove by that?
Who knows? So he had that whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Whose pizzas are he? So is he buying his pizzas?
He's buying
Papa John's
pizzas.
Because he was claiming that they're awful now.
Yeah.
So the whatever.
So he's going to eat
them?
There
was the NFL. There was the NFL garlic sauce fiasco from 2017. I think that was when he ended up stepping down as the CEO. And then. I don't know. It had to be like within a year after that, he had his whole, I don't know what the hell it was, his like conference training fiasco where he said the N-word on a phone call.
That is, yes.
Then ended up stepping down as one of the chairmen of the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then he was like, Papa's not Papa anymore.
Right.
He's just John.
He's just John.
Mm-hmm.
And then cut to last year, some weirdo random interview with him. The man just looks like he drank a bucket of grease and then
like
dumped it on his head.
It looks like he drank the garlic sauce.
And he
he didn't shake it.
And he starts going on about how Papa John's sucks, even though he still has stock in Papa John's.
Mm-hmm. Also, the pizza tastes the exact same.
How it, no, it sucks now.
According
and
to
he
him.
He knows because he ate 40 pizzas in 30 days.
Right.
And then also, a day of reckoning is coming.
Right.
It was all in
yes.
the same interview. Mm-hmm. And people were just like, what the fuck is happening? Mm. What
is the day of reckoning
what is
coming
this
for the company? Is it coming for
know.
Us?
Oh,
we
he just
know.
Said the day
he
of reckoning
just said
is
it's coming.
Coming.
That's okay. It. It's a good way to be right. He's kind of doing like a magician's trick.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm vague enough, he'll point it out and go, I said that.
I'm feeling like a
G.
Bob? Bob. Your name's Bob.
Joe. Got it. Three letters.
Three letters. That's what I was feeling.
And then Joe goes.
That.
And then Joe goes. Oh my god.
How did he know?
But then he took that brief return to the spotlight, which was this guy's crazy, right? That was everyone's take
right,
on
that was it.
Yeah. And he did a 2020, New Year's resolution video in his house where he's like, "I'm gonna eat 50 pizzas," and it was like, "What the fuck is he talking about?"
So the thing about
sounds
that
like he's
video,
bored.
The thing about that video that no one talks about is that he's standing there and he's like, "I'm going to eat 50 pizzas in 30 days." On the counter, like island behind him, there are like 50 pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Are those
there they are.
The 50 pizzas? Is he going to eat them right now? Did he order them in one day? And then he's like, "Well, of course they're terrible. This pizza is 23 days old."
He was just getting started.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
maybe he started with 45.
Why did he need 40 pizzas to come to the conclusion that
I don't
bad
know.
Now?
And then why does he keep buying them from Papa? I know he's like, "Oh, I'm going to show you Papa John sucks." But he's just like, "Hey, franchise of Papa John's, I need 50. Like, that's an insane order.
Sounds like insider trading.
Oh, that's what you think. Until you find out that there's a... it's not in the fact sheet. I couldn't fit it.
Okay.
There's a poison pill clause enacted by Papa John's. when they kicked him out, when he resigned and he's gone and everything, he can't own more than 30% of the stock. If he goes to buy more than 30% of the stock,
he dies.
The something called a poison pill happens where that stock that he tried to buy becomes invalid, and the people that are already owning stock in Papa John's can buy that stock for half price.
Weird.
It's crazy. It's so he can never, ever own a majority share.
That is a very good idea on their part. I'm glad they did that.
Yep.
Because don't they look smart now?
Oh, yeah. Because he would absolutely try to buy a bunch of stock. It was even if he works within like shell companies and all this stuff, they can't own it. Poison pill.
Damn.
Papa John's.
That's a cool name.
Fuck it.
It's always good to talk about poison when you're talking about food.
Papa John's.
Papa John's poison pill. That's the next one.
Format.
In 2015, a Papa John's driver leaked Iggy Azalea's phone number after she ordered a pizza. She claimed, up until that point, Papa John's was her favorite pizza. Also, in 2015, Papa John's made a bacon cheeseburger pizza. Is that what she ordered? Was that her favorite pizza? What a disgusting monster.
Again, direct line. Cheeseburger pizza to Iggy Azalea.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
It didn't have pizza sauce on it. It had what they called zesty burger sauce.
Ooh. Look, I just ate a bunch of these fucking things, and I need you to not talk about food right now.
Also, I could go for another
bite. It also had
I could mukbang a few.
It also had pickles on
it.
Oh,
yeah, it's a burger, man.
Yeah, exactly. Disgusting. And the cheese was cheddar cheese.
Did it have an egg on it?
No, they should have done that.
Not a gourmet burger.
Yep, you're right.
No gourmet burger.
Anyway, poor Iggy.
Yeah,
Iggy. It sounded like you called her Eggy.
Who's her favorite pizza now?
I don't know. Great question.
Oh, man.
Iggy Azalea, have we
been waiting 5 years to find out?
Iggy Azalea, I know you're listening to this. Tweet at us at FaceJamPod. Let us know what your favorite pizza is currently.
I know you're like 30 years under the target demographic, but if you're listening, that's still great. But when you see your parents or your grandparents, let them know we said hi.
Yeah.
Last fact. This is, I guess, Eric speaking in the first person.
Mm-hmm.
When I ordered the papadillas, Papa John's called me to make sure the order was not a mistake. When I told the guy it was not a mistake, he sighed and said, "All right," then hung up.
Frankly, how dare you make him make 12 papadillas?
Now, did you call this in this morning?
Was that
the guy there at the counter, do you think? Was he like
100%?
He was like, "You're the guy."
Yep. Yep. I placed the online order within 2 minutes. I got a phone call from a number I didn't recognize. I answered it, and he's like, "Hey, this is whatever from Papa John's. I just wanted to make sure that you meant to order 12 papadillas." And I went, "Yeah." And he went, 12 papadillas. And I said, "Yeah, I know it's like an abundant order, but yes, I did mean to order 12.
Yeah. I have a family to feed.
And the extra sauce." And he just went, "All right." And then click.
So that's why when we got there, you just walked up and go, "Hey, it's me, Eric."
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, it was. We were chilling on the benches, uh-huh. And he said it like
very friendly
you'd
with
say something on a first date.
Uh-huh.
Like, "It's me, Eric."
Yep.
Like, I'm the one.
We spoke earlier.
You sighed earlier.
We did.
You sighed.
I'm the guy. I received the sigh.
I mean,
not a joke.
I appreciate that he called and went, "Is this a fucking mistake?"
Yeah.
In fact, it was not.
Do you think it was out of like, do you think it was out of like, you know, your best interest, or was it like,
"Oh, I think it was,
is this guy pranking me?"
Oh, I think it's a 50-50 split.
The thing is like, 12 isn't insane if you don't know how many people.
Right.
If you were telling him 4 people are ordering 12, it's kind of obscene. Mm-hmm. But I think the fact that it was 10:30 in the morning on a Wednesday
absolutely
is probably what raised suspicion.
Yep. He just went, "What the fuck?"
The guy just unlocked the front door, and you're like, 12 papadillas, please. All right.
a nice, easy morning. What the fuck? He's just looking at a screen.
Yeah, there's like alarms going off.
Oh, no.
That was crazy because like when we were there, it was him and another pizza guy, and they were like, they weren't ready when we got there. And the other guy was like, "I'll be right back. I'm going in the back." And then we just heard a gunshot.
I assume
I don't know what happened.
I assume he was putting down an animal to like butcher the meat for the pizza.
It. Yeah,
that's probably it.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Some sort of pizza animal.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's time to tell you about our fine sponsor of Face Jam, and that's DoorDash.
Dashing those doors.
Dashing right to your door with food and more. Just kidding. It's just food. unless you ordered a drink, they'll bring the drink too.
Or like, yeah, if you got a Happy Meal or something, it comes with a toy.
That's true.
I didn't know where you. I thought you boxed yourself into a corner, but you dug out. You dug your way out, man.
I was like, what else is not food?
You know, I can choose a prompt or an ad lib. I'm going to choose new year, new you.
Great.
Win back some me time this year and pamper yourself. Order with DoorDash so you can focus on you. Does that sound natural?
Yeah, a lot of care in that. Like, you cared about me, which
I don't, naturally. Though. I was really talking about myself.
Oh,
like,
so
a new you, but I was looking in a mirror when I said it.
New year, new me.
Yeah, exactly.
More me time.
You, I don't care what you do. I'm ordering DoorDash. And I'm just going to pile it in.
I look like a fool. I'm going, I'm getting in my car, I'm driving to the restaurant, I'm coming back with the food. I look like a damn idiot.
Yeah, on the way back, when you're driving back, I'm screaming out my window like, I just finished.
Look at you.
We live next door to each other. Yeah, people don't know that.
He like, yeah, it was like our windows like line up as well. And
we
so
had the same living room, the same couch.
He'll open it and just be like, yeah, you look like an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, did you go get gas?
Well, no, I drive an electric vehicle.
There it is. In case you guys didn't know. What'd you drive today? Was that electric? I don't think it was.
Who knows what day it is? You know, this could be any day.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I got a question. What's the best way to start using DoorDash?
That's a great question. And I'm going to answer that question now. The DoorDash app.
Huh?
You've heard of apps, right?
Appetizers?
It's short for applications.
Oh.
You see?
Oh, I like that synergy.
Take out your smartphone. Do it on your smart computer. Smart TV. Everything's smart. And you know what? If you use DoorDash, you're smart too. Because right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code FACEJAM. It's one word, FACEJAM, like your face and jam. That's $5 off your first order. Don't laugh at me.
Jam like what?
Don't laugh. I'm doing the ad read. That's $5 off your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code FACEJAM.
Remind me again.
Jordan, you keep forgetting, okay? You don't forget. If you have to remember anything, forget your life, forget your family. Remember that the code is FACEJAM for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. You won't know who you are or what's happening around you, but you'll be full. He's nodding his head. We got it. He forgot how to speak.
Right, and we can end the ad now.
All right, so yeah, we had the papadillas.
The papas papadillas.
And when we were talking about what we were going to eat for this episode, I just kept seeing the word papadilla.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell it was.
Didn't know what it was.
It's like, we're eating papa? Like, Papa John's is the guy, right? It's a
Papa
very
Day?
Weird name. Uh-huh. I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it's Papa John's pizza, but like, I don't know, you don't what call it like the papa pizza. It's not like, take a bite of papa. But this food is called a papadilla.
Right.
So it's just weird naming.
It's only
to
about
me.
It can't be more than 30% papa though. Otherwise it's poison. Yeah.
I think papa does take more than 30%, and papadilla, that's half the word.
Oh boy.
Well, that's not, you what, just I, ate that's poison. Not what I meant, but
I'm
yeah,
just saying,
I guess we're dead.
I'm just saying, dude, he poison pilled us.
Dude, Papa John wins
again. We're
blasted.
Day of reckoning.
We're blasted.
This is what he meant.
We're blasted.
What he meant.
Do we know that he isn't behind Corona?
The drink?
Oh, the virus.
Oh, shit.
Gotcha. <Yeah. laughs>
Honestly, both are a blight on society.
Take that, Corona.
Yeah. How dare you?
Coronavirus gets its lime.
Fucking Jesus.
Okay,
is that the second time you've said that?
Yeah,
didn't you tweet that?
Yeah, I did.
I only hooked because Eric replied. He was like, great one, bud. I had a flashback right there.
So I didn't know what the fuck we were eating.
Same.
Right.
So he just kept saying, it's a sandwich thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, the less I know, the better.
Yeah, and also we had a couple options, and I went, Papa John's, everybody loves that guy.
Yep.
Let's pick that.
Yeah, this is going to be a great
that was
one.
My logic.
And this time of year, too.
Mm-hmm.
So here's
you're referring to Black History Month. Is that what you're referring to? Or you said this time of year. I don't know what you mean by that, unless you mean it's February.
Could be.
Okay. I didn't want people to be confused about what was being implied.
I'd hate for a monochrome of subtlety to slip through.
No, I'm not going to have it.
Not on this show.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Michael laughing so hard off mic was perfect. Oh, man. So, let Papa John's tell you about what a papadilla is.
Yeah, so here's how they explain what the fuck it is. Papa John's papadillas. A Papa John's papadilla isn't just any flatbread sandwich.
So it's a flatbread sandwich.
Yeah, that tells you right away. It's a hot, beautifully balanced meal.
Whoa.
What?
Damn. Fuck.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Guys, maybe it isn't a flatbread sandwich.
I didn't know what I was eating. I didn't realize that was a whole damn meal.
I mean, I guess it feels like it was, but...
Well, it's because you ate four.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why. It's a beautifully balanced meal that's everything you do love. What? Everything
it's
you,
weird.
Everything you do love about a hot flatbread-style sandwich. Oh, so it is a flat.
But
I'm confused.
It's a flatbread style.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, flatbread style sandwich, but taken to the next level with generous portions of all your favorite Papa John's ingredients and flavors.
Wow, so like a sandwich. Uh-huh. It's a thing so with like shit on it.
Some kind of flatbread sandwich almost.
Here's what it is. It's essentially a pizza that's folded in half.
They
is what
cut,
it is.
I think that they made a bunch of small pizzas.
Yep.
They cut them in half,
mm-hmm.
and then they fold that half in yep. half. And that's a papadilla.
When you unfold it, it looks like pizza.
Oh, yeah. No, Jordan unfolded literally. It, and it's uh-huh. just half a pizza.
It's well, like the crust. It's the fucking pizza.
I was thinking it was going to be some sort of like calzone type thing
right.
or like pizzone where it's yeah. sealed. It's not sealed.
No.
It has two ends. Mm-hmm. It has a crust end. It's literally just folded in half.
Yep. It is a pizza.
Groundbreaking.
If you want to try a papadilla yourself, but you don't want to go to Papa John's, and you can send a picture of you doing this, you can just get a pizza at home. Like a DiGiorno or something, mm-hmm. cut it in half, fold it in half, and then take a picture, tweet it at FaceJamPod, # pizza my heart. And that is what people can send.
Not pizzadilla?
#pizzadilla.
Okay. I like that. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So let us know your pizzadilla at home, because there's no reason why you couldn't just make this. No reason.
Well, you know, I mean, they don't have the beautifully balanced meal and the generous portions yeah. of all your favorite Papa John ingredients and flavors.
I'm going to break this down real quick. So okay. it's not a flatbread sandwich.
Okay.
That's, that's not their all. First claim.
Not right. at all.
So that's what it isn't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Here's what it is. It is hot.
Mm-hmm.
It is balanced.
Mm-hmm.
It is a meal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a flatbread sandwich.
It's flatbread style.
Uh-huh.
It's so not a flatbread sandwich, they couldn't think of any other thing yeah. to compare it to except for the thing that it isn't.
Right. Which is what it
but,
is.
But it isn't that.
Right, which is what it is.
Yeah, it's in the same vein of one.
Do they mean to imply that most flatbread sandwiches are not hot or balanced?
I think they're just not folded in half.
I think that's
really...
I think most flatbread sandwiches are two pieces of flatbread.
I would not describe
put together.
What we ate as balanced. Like, what is that?
No.
What does that mean?
No. Not at all.
Do they mean in like ingredients? Do they mean
well, I think
in
maybe
weight?
You can hold it from like the middle and
yeah,
it's fine.
Oh
everywhere.
Shit, like a sword?
Perfectly balanced.
Wow.
Thanos would love it.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you're not
you
laughing.
You can't see Michael nodding vigorously at that.
I was agreeing.
Uh-huh.
I got it.
Yep.
And Jordan stared back at me and said, "You're not laughing."
Please clap. Please clap.
Guys, please clap.
Jeb. There are four different papadillas.
Yep, here they are. One is Philly cheesesteak. Papa's signature dough, stuffed with tender steak that melts in your mouth.
That's not true. Steak doesn't melt.
Steak doesn't do that. Yeah. No. Fresh onions, green peppers, plenty of real cheese made from mozzarella, and Papa John's unique sauce served with an additional cup of garlic sauce.
Mm-hmm. What is real cheese made from mozzarella?
Yeah, that is. And why is there plenty of it?
What?
They don't do fake cheese.
And it's made from mozzarella?
Yeah.
What's your favorite cheese made from mozzarella? Mine is mozzarella.
Yeah. Well, it depends.
What does it depend on?
I like mozzarella style made from mozzarella.
I need
but
to
not
look.
Mozzarella cheese.
Mozzarella style.
It's not mozzarella cheese.
Oh!
Jordan's freaking out. That's the first spill in Face Jam history.
Nick is standing. He is walking towards the table. Don't approach the table. You're not allowed over here. We're recording in progress. He sat back down at his desk.
It's fine.
There's a force field you can't see. I didn't want you to walk into it. You get fried.
It's a poison pill.
It's a poison pill. If you come across a threshold, it'll be bad for everybody.
Oh, man.
Nick's collar was going to go off and explode. And we'd all be covered in chunks.
It's okay. There's no electronic equipment.
It was a lucky spill. Yep. It was right into some papadilla boxes.
I was trying to grab the Philly cheesesteak one so I could see what kind of cheese is on this.
Uh-huh. Mozzarella style.
But it's just cheese. I don't understand what they're saying.
I don't know. I mean, it's mozzarella cheese. This is what you want, though, right? This is what Jordan wants. It wants the fluff of nothing.
Yep.
That's what they're giving you.
It's so many words describing an ordinary
fucking
thing.
Cheese.
And that's only the first one, Jordan. There are three more.
All right, we got a lot to get through. So let's move on to grilled barbecue chicken and bacon. Papa's signature take on a hot barbecue Italian-style flatbread sandwich. You can just call it the flatbread sandwich. With juicy grilled chicken, smoky bacon, real melted cheese.
Where's it from?
From what?
Where's it made from?
I need to know. Fresh onions and just the right amount of tangy barbecue sauce served with an additional barbecue dipping cup in case the right amount wasn't enough.
So what we've done is we've put the perfect amount on here. We've also provided you with an abundance.
Well, they know there's people like him out there. They're like, and then for you fucking freaks out there that are hoarding sauce at your desk, here's another cup to just ruin the whole thing.
We put a lot of effort into making sure it's the right amount, but we know that will go unappreciated.
I'll take the $100 sirloin and the bottle of ketchup, please. Thank you. And you can leave the ketchup. Walk away.
Are these the the most poorly thought out written like descriptions for
it's
the
like
food?
Somebody woke up and they're like, "Oh fuck, that stuff was due
my
today."
Homework.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Made from cheese. Style
it's also
cheese.
Like I'm pretty sure every one of the sandwiches has the same cheese.
Yes,
but every description describes it differently.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's see what meatball pepperoni has to say.
The ultimate pizza sandwich. Now it's a pizza sandwich.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
With spicy pepperoni, gooey melted cheese, juicy meatballs, authentic Italian seasonings, and Papa's signature pizza sauce, parentheses, with more on the side for dipping.
Again, they are making sure that you know this comes with sauce.
Papa's got a lot of signatures. He might be a forger.
He might be.
He might be a forger because everything's a signature.
It's bullshit.
Damn, dude.
Yep. So yeah, and what I appreciate is that each one has a unique signature thing with them. Like, the Philly cheesesteak had the signature dough.
Right.
The other ones don't have that.
Yeah.
No, that's
no dough.
Because they don't say that they do. Even though that it's there.
It's all the same exact shit.
Yep.
They're just again, finding a different word.
Well, you said that in
real cheese from mozzarella cheese.
Although in the third sandwich, they called it a fucking pizza sandwich.
Because they can't call it a flatbread
sandwich.
Four
different people wrote the description for each one.
Oh, I think so.
It was like a project.
They had to use the same amount of words.
Okay, split up into groups. You get the pepperoni pizza.
You have to
some
use
guy's
the
going,
word.
We got to call it gooey. We got to call the cheese gooey.
Make sure you use the word signature. Don't call it a flatbread sandwich. Here are your guidelines. All right, last one. The Italian. A beautiful combination of Papa's own salami. Whoa. Sausage, banana peppers, Alfredo sauce, and melted cheese. Plus, a cup of pizza sauce on the side. This one sucked.
Papa's own salami. Who wrote that?
Yeah, I mean, that goes right up there with the juicy meatballs.
Still, they don't say Papa's juicy meatballs.
There was nothing signature on this one. Why not use Papa's signature salami?
Ugh. A beautiful combination of Papa's own salami.
Beautiful. Perfect. Beautifully balanced.
So there you go. Those are the four sandwiches. But what did they have to say about it, Jordan?
Bottom line.
Quote, the Papadilla is inspired by the Piadina, an Italian folded flatbread sandwich from northern Italy. But also, it's not that. Guys, it's not that.
That was my hand hitting the table.
Take it back. Guys, it's not that.
Inspired by the thing that it isn't. Which is exactly what it is.
But on the next level. It combines the original Papa John's crust people crave, along with fresh toppings, making it the best of both worlds. It's a pizza and a sandwich, but mostly a pizza.
Said Paul
Faber, SVP, Senior Vice President, Product Innovation at Papa John's. Nothing gets my appetite going like describing pizza as a product. Innovate this product, pizza. The Papadilla is great for people on the go who are looking to mix it up or to mix up their traditional lunch routine.
On the go. You know how not on the go pizza is?
Yeah.
Pizza's always flying out of your hands or like you don't have a fork and knife. Boy, with you, I wish, so you're like, man, I wish I could fold this pizza in half and then eat it.
This was the same thinking that got us that pizza sphere that Gavin talked about and that I had to make, which is, what if pizza was portable? Yeah, what if, I guess? And then that's it.
It's just kind of like, we didn't have a great idea, but we got to make it sound as unique and like groundbreaking as possible. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, we need a new product. We don't have a lot of budget for it. Oh, let's just take a pizza and fold it in half and make a big deal about it.
See, that's how I would go. I would go that approach. Mm-hmm. I'd say,
just own it.
Yeah, I'd say, hey, you want a Papadilla? What is it? Well, we folded your pizza in half, so you don't have to.
Yeah.
What's on it?
Pay us extra for it.
What's on it? A bunch of shit. The shit that you eat.
It's regular pizza, but we fold it in half. Pay us money.
Hey, you want cheesesteak? Shove it on in. Here it is right there.
Here you go. You know, classic cheesesteak pizza.
Don't want that one? Shove this one in.
How much do these cost?
$6 each.
Kind of pricey.
Yes.
They're not huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't get a lot. Like, for what it is, like, just order a pizza for like $8.
You don't get a lot. You get, you get one small pizza.
I guess the thing is, like, some of them are filled with a bunch of toppings.
Right.
Which is like where the cost would go up.
But it's like the amount of stuff that would be on, a small pizza isn't that expensive, right?
No, I'm saying you'd pay for the toppings. Like if you got a small pizza and then you got like four toppings, that's where it would add up.
But don't you think all of these?
Size-wise, it's not.
But don't you think all of these are like their signature pizzas? And then they just
the cheesesteak one's definitely a specialty pizza.
Mm-hmm. There was also a create
but portable.
Your own. Yeah, they're finally.
You can create your own Papadilla. Was
it just like a pizza?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just pick whatever's on it?
Yep. They had a create your own option where you could just make your own Papadilla.
Can I get a Nundia with left beef?
Now, if you create your own pizza at Papa John's, I assume their website.
Yes.
In a way, you are Papa.
Finally.
Do you become racist if you make your own pizza?
I don't think so. However, I have not done it.
Do you get there and you're like, I'm going to fire in there, make me a pizza, and then you sit down and go, hang on, why does everybody get to vote? Let me think about this. Do you think that happens? Or
I hope not.
I hope not, too.
You take a bite, and it's like, Papa was right.
Yeah. Well, then you're like Jordan from earlier. Yeah. You're agrees with him.
No, I just...
He keeps putting his
to be
clear.
I just want you to know not my fault. All the crazy shit he did isn't why I stopped eating it.
It happened before the crazy shit.
He keeps putting his hands up.
And now the crazy shit has happened and I'm eating it again? Maybe I am a hypocrite.
Oh my God. He just keeps putting his hands up.
I'll be honest, I don't agree with the guy, but it brought me back around. You know, I forgot about Papa John's. Let me pop on over there and see what's going on.
He's in the news a lot lately. What's going on with his pizza?
Here's the thing that I looked up, and I'm glad I did, because I knew there would be a lot of facts. I didn't know what would make it.
Right.
I looked this up because I was curious. So what I've been saying since the whole fiasco of, like, the 40 pizzas a day thing, which was a couple months ago, I said, like, okay, he got ousted / like tricked into leaving his own company, right? And that's his whole thing. Like, they tricked me.
They made me say something racist.
Right. And then like I left, but I wouldn't have, but I already did. They wouldn't let me back in. I was saying, hey, I forgot my keys and they wouldn't let me back in. I'm thinking, you're rich. Mm-hmm. Just leave. Just go do whatever you want. Go.
Yeah.
Like, there's no like, oh, I'm a struggling parent, and I need this job. Yeah. Or what?
The job
it's
was
just
the
like,
only thing hold me together.
Right. It's just like, which apparently all right, it was, actually. You know, take the loss and go be rich. Uh-oh, you know. And I'm thinking
he can't do that.
And I'm thinking, you know, no idea what this guy's worth. Like real rich. Like he's got to have tens of millions.
He's
dollars,
at least,
right,
a,
you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Papa John's is at least a $1 billion company, right?
I'm just like, yeah. So I looked it up, and he's you know, it's just like numbers on the internet, but upwards of $500 million.
Oh my God.
The guy
God.
Is worth up to one thing I found said 800 million.
Oh my God.
And you're posting videos about eating 50 pizzas. Like,
dude,
absolute insanity. Like,
cash out your stock and like,
your own apparently pizza. He got like hundreds of millions of dollars from his stock and he didn't even sell it all.
Yeah.
He got
his
big, like, see ya, Papa John, you're out of here. Here's a couple $100 million. Uh-huh.
Please never come back.
And he's in the streets fighting it. Yeah. You won't keep me down.
screamed from his golden jet. It was just like
the day of reckoning.
Go buy an island somewhere and like enjoy, it's just crazy.
Enjoy
to me.
Your life.
Yep. It's crazy to me. You'd think he'd be like, oh, wait, why did I work again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why was I doing that?
That's it.
I guarantee you the answer to that question is not for the money.
No.
It was for
be the money.
Something else deep inside that like money can't fill, and like,
oh,
and now not working.
You know
there
what? You know what?
Has
will
shattered
fill
him.
50 pizzas. Yeah. he's got a pizza hole, and he's just trying to fill himself
maybe
up.
That's what it right. is.
Up, 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 up. Ugh. It's just crazy to me. It blew my mind how effing rich that guy is.
But you're totally right. Remember, we were talking in the KFC episode. We talked about how Colonel Sanders went to try to start his own chicken thing after he got bought out.
But he also called it like something too close to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, but like at the same time, like he's just trying to do it again. Why? You did it. Just do something else.
He needs to prove that this time he can do it while being openly racist.
Yeah. Oh, is that Papa?
Yeah.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we're still talking about the Colonel.
I think you really touched on something. I think he's like, okay, before I did it and no one knew I was racist, but now I'm openly racist and I have to prove that I'm still the pizza man.
I'll be honest, if you're going to do it, now's the time
now,
in America.
Yeah, 100%.
Now's the time. You got, he's like, I have the backing. The
iron is hot.
He's got like, hopefully only like one more year to like really get it figured out and then things change, but I guess we'll see. But again, like Jack says, vote for whoever you want. Just get out there.
Now
and
Eric
vote.
Has his hands up.
Who's Jack?
Is that a friend of yours?
No.
Okay.
Take that, Jack.
Whoever you are, wherever you are.
He doesn't listen. That's fine. All right, let's get into the review since we spent the last almost an hour talking about everything. But
we've done it. No, this is perfect timing. We're ahead of the schedule, I'd say.
I mean, there's not a whole lot to talk about because, as we pointed out, it's pizza.
It's four different pizzas folded in half with toppings.
So here's the thing. Do you rate each one of them individually or do you give a group?
I'll blanket it.
I think it's a group rating.
It's a group.
Yeah. I think so.
I don't have the mental capacity to give it four separate distinct.
I couldn't tell you what they were.
There are ones that I liked more than the others. Mm-hmm. After they've been sitting in my stomach for a little bit, they're all kind of the same.
Right.
After eating three slices... Like, so there's...
Folds.
Folds, yeah. It's not a slice. It's halves.
Yeah.
So I ate three halves.
Uh-huh.
I got pretty full and couldn't eat the fourth one. Mm-hmm. But I let it sit. And
was
then,
that,
and
the,
then
was that, that the barbecue one?
That was the one I was intimidated
I
by.
I looked over at George. Well, he made a noise. He went like...
Staring at it.
Seconds later, I looked over up. And he was just looking down at it like it had offended him in some way. And he just goes... I'm intimidated by this. I was like, well, you just eat it. It's just a food.
Mm-hmm. It might fight back. But they were all fine. They tasted like the pizza.
Right.
As we said, Papa John's pizza is fine.
It's pizza.
I guess before he left, maybe it was better. I can't really remember.
I think he's wrong.
It kind of tasted the same,
to
be honest.
I think it tastes exactly the same.
Yeah. I don't know who to believe.
Did he pull off like his arm hair and put it in the pizza? Like, what are they missing?
He like spit in it.
Oh, the special sauce.
When actually, we didn't tell you this. When Papa John left, they executed every cook they had.
We have a regime change?
They had to
start
over.
Have to do that.
Yeah. The old guard
had
to go.
Yep.
So now it's totally different.
Maybe I need to eat like 37 more
and
then I'll know for sure if
it's
bad or not.
You start picking up the nuances like I did with the bacon cheeseburger. The
bacon
barbecue burger. Yeah. On your fifth or sixth time, it's a whole new sandwich.
Yeah. So I had, not a whole lot of problems with it, to be honest. I think a fair score is 85.
Wow.
It was pretty good.
Damn.
What a score.
I think my favorite one was the...
What?
The Italian Papadilla.
Wow. I'm blown away right now.
I enjoyed eating it.
This is like the 100% eat food for Jordan.
It had everything I need. Pizza. End of list.
Yeah. Pizza, toppings.
Uh-huh. It had fun little sauces I could dip in.
I mean, they're not toppings. They're insides.
They were very difficult to dip.
That's kind of on top.
they're difficult to dip in the very small sauce thing.
Yeah, they need
but
more
whatever.
Like a tub shape than a circle because they're... folded slices
of
pizza.
But as we discussed, this is just a budget thing. They took pizza and folded it in half. They're not going to make custom sauce
things
for it.
That's true.
Nick, you got anything? You got any trick or nothing? Well, you're worthless. I thought for sure he'd be like, here's what I do. Here's my trick. And he was
you hold it at a 45-degree angle and then,
You know what his trick is? Dip. Just perseverance.
Yeah.
He just digs
just
in.
Keeps saucing.
He's like, I just smash
He's pantomiming pouring the sauce.
I'm not a fan
thing.
Of that. And that's, I'm never a fan of pouring. Yeah. If it's in a cup, it stays in the cup.
Yeah.
Okay?
It doesn't have funnel on it.
I guess that's the difference between you and the sauce man.
You know what I realized over there? No rules.
No, none. Zero.
No rules over there. That's why we have the barrier he tried to cross. We have
morals.
Rules over here. You stay on your island over there with your white claws piling up.
Yeah, what's up
with that? There's five of them on his desk. He's got a problem.
With white claws?
This guy will do anything to get sauce into his mouth.
He poured all five of those white claws out. They're just filled with sauce.
He reclosed them.
Uh-huh. He's doing like wine in a can.
These are my
sauce.
White Claw sauces.
He's just drinking it.
Disgusting.
People go, "You drink a White Claw during the day?" And he goes, "Yeah." And then he's got a honey mustard. He's got a honey mustard mustache.
Honey mustache.
Being a day drunk is less embarrassing than drinking sauce out of a can. I have to agree with Jordan. I like them. His score shocks me.
Yeah,
I thought I was eating them, I'm going, "Oh, he's gonna rip this to shreds." Uh-huh. They were all pretty good. I mean, it's just a matter of topping, if you're into sausage or pepperoni or whatever, it was all pretty good. I couldn't taste the racism if it's there, or maybe that means I'm racist. I don't know, but, get a papadilla, find something out about yourself. I fucked that up. I butchered it.
Yeah, we'll save it in editing.
Still funny.
We'll save it in editing. Can you just loop it twice?
Yeah.
Slow it down the second time, please.
I think I like the cheesesteak the best. The onions were quite delicious. They were crunchy onions.
I don't like onions in my pizza.
Okay, well, this is my review.
Yeah, but you reminded me. So okay. I'm going to go down.
What? Wow.
62.
What?
No, I'm kidding. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
I flip a fucking lid.
Eric was about to throw his hands back in the air. You know what? It was good. It wasn't phenomenal, but it was good.
Yeah, that's why it's
an
85.
And it's in the ballpark. I'm going to take this opportunity.
Do it.
Boom. 85.
Wow!
Put that calculator away.
Damn!
We did it.
Average score of 85.
That also, is that the highest?
That might be the highest we
had. Because the highest one was the Nashville chicken, I believe.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that
was in the
80s. Yeah.
That one was good, though.
Damn. That's crazy.
These are also good.
That's crazy. Wow. I can't believe it.
I could have 90-something if he tanked it,
yeah.
But like that just felt right. Yeah, that felt right. Also, you couldn't see it, but I feel like you heard it even better. That was a great high five.
That was a great high five.
We nailed it. It was a good sound. Yep. It was good contact. Eric has like a feather in his hair. I keep seeing it.
Where? What?
And look down. Look down. See?
Yeah. What happened? You fight a bird?
It's like way on the back of your head. It's one white feather. There it is. There it fell.
Whoa. That's from my pillow. It's been there all day. It's like 2 in the afternoon.
How is that the funniest thing that happened this episode? It's so stupid.
What the fuck?
Wow.
That's crazy.
All right. Well, that's the Papa John's Papadilla. Go get it. Actually, just order it.
Yeah.
Don't go get it. There's no point for that. You know, DoorDash it.
Yay! Look at that.
I don't know if they're on DoorDash. I'm sure we'll be awkward
way,
if they're not.
It.
But, maybe you'll
try
go to DoorDash it, and then when they don't have it, just pick something else.
Yep.
Boom. Sponsorship Boom. Saved.
There you go.
Okay, this is like fancy font.
This is the snack attack.
Time for
a snack attack. We're going to suck a snack down and let you know what we think of it one bite. Hi, guys. Love the podcast. It has me laughing the whole time, and I look forward to it every fortnight, spelled Fortnite right. On the last one, Michael said that you guys needed more things sent in for Snack Attack segment. No longer true. So I found something for it. I couldn't decide which flavor of this monstrosity to pick, so I send you all three. Thanks for such an awesome podcast. Sincerely, Ken. Ken C.
Yep, that's
he
what
put
I put.
His last name.
I put Ken C.
I'm going to throw it. Just
Ken C. Well, guys. Here's what we got.
What the hell are these? Oh, it's pizza something.
They're called meatheads.
Meatheads.
Okay.
Pizza jerky.
Okay. So it's jerky, but the bag, make sure we take a picture of that.
Yeah, oh, I love
the bag is shaped like a slice of pizza.
Yep. So there are three different flavors.
Oh, they smell
like jerky and pizza.
Like jerky and pizza.
The pepperoni smells like a dog treat.
they're all going to smell like dog treats.
What's that one, Jordan?
This is Screamin' for Supreme.
What the fuck is that?
Bursting with bold pizza flavor.
All right, I'm going to go with the
The Hawaiian. Oh, they're all pepperoni. They're pepperoni jerky.
Yeah.
Oh. That's
so one
funny.
Bite review.
So this one's pepperoni pepperoni. Yeah. It's literally called straight up pepperoni.
Straight up. Can I have that one?
Yeah.
I don't want this bullshit.
Here, I'm going to try the Aloha Hawaiian.
Yeah, one bite review.
Because Eric
one.
Went to Hawaii.
Aloha.
Goodbye.
That's all they taught me.
Bad.
We also, I don't know how we're going to review because we each ate different ones.
No, well, that's because then you take a bite of each of them.
Okay.
So, Jordan, what's your one-bite review of the straight-up pepperoni?
42.
42.
Man.
Michael, what's your one-bite review for the Hawaiian?
Not great.
What is it? One bite.
30.
Okay. What's your review of the Hawaiian, Jordan?
23 or something.
23. Michael, what's your review of the pepperoni?
Oh, that one's better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 50?
50.
The pepperoni's better.
And now the last, not least, Hawaiian. Oh, no, Supreme.
This is the Supreme.
Supreme,
please,
sorry.
What was the first one I said?
This is dog food. This 42. Is
42.
35.
Oh my God.
It's like in the middle.
Michael, how about you?
What was my first one?
You gave
Hawaiian?
30 to the Hawaiian and 50 to the pepperoni.
It's like the 35.
35. So.
Ugh. The pepperoni was the best, and that's not saying a lot.
No,
it was the best.
It kind of like dissolved in my mouth.
It's weird texture.
Yeah. It's pepperoni jerkified. It's why
I would never choose to eat this.
Nope. Fuck you, Ken.
Oh my God.
Okay.
But thank your dad for telling you about the podcast.
So your scores for the straight up pepperoni average at 46. Interesting. For the blue one, the Hawaiian one, that's an average score of 26.5. And
good.
Keeping in the vein of what you guys did in the main show. You both gave the Supreme a score of 35, which averages to 35.
Another one.
Man, I don't feel as good about this one.
It
was lighter, and I used my left hand.
Yeah, weird. That's Snack Attack. If you want to send
snack
us,
attack.
You want to send us more snacks. You don't have to.
Yeah, why don't you hit him with that?
We have so many snacks now. You don't have to send any more snacks.
People are calling Eric the snack guy.
Yeah,
now.
I don't like it. So
that's Jackie.
If I'm going to give you the address, just so you have it for future episodes, it is Face Jam care of Eric Bedour, 1901 East 51st Street, Austin, Texas, 78723. You don't have to send anything else. We have so many snacks that I think we're going to do a special Snack Attack live stream on roosterteeth.com. So we go to roosterteeth.com. We'll have a date and everything. We'll put it on the Face Jam Twitter at Face Jam Pod in the probably coming weeks. We'll let you know when it's going to be, but sign up for a first membership. You can watch... it's again, you don't need to watch it for if you're just enjoying the show the way that it is, great. But if you want to go check it out, this special Snack Attack stream where we're going to one bite review, boom, 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 all these snacks that people have sent in, you're going to want to sign up at roosterteeth.com and you can watch that Snack Attack live at an upcoming date.
And woo-hoo. You'll finally be able to see us.
Yes.
But I'm
that will be a video version of the show,
but it
will be different because we are doing the one bite reviews only.
It's not like a regular show.
I'm going to wear a mask.
I was going to say my name is Michael.
Yeah. They don't know.
Yeah.
I can cut a mouth hole out.
Oh, that's good.
Dude, Robin, it was just like a boop.
Oh, I was thinking of like a whole horse head. I don't know why a whole horse head was the mask.
Horse head?
Yeah. I don't know why that was the mask that I went to.
Weird first thing to jump to.
100%.
If you want to see pictures of what we're talking about, check out the Face Jam Twitter at Face Jam Pod. POD stands for podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Or
Payable
on
Death, that band. Remember POD?
No, it's ours now, though. We got it.
Oh, now I feel so alive.
Face Jam, Payable on Death.
Rate and subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a shirt coming.
Yes.
I have seen it.
I talked to the shirt guy today. He said that shirts are coming. We will have shirt information soon.
Much like today's score, Jordan and I agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, this is the one.
Yep. That's it.
That's
we did it.
It.
Yep.
That's it.
There was no discussion.
You can also see us at RTX July 3rd. It's take two.
No.
You can see us at RTX July 3rd through 5th. We're going to be doing a live show there. What food will we be reviewing?
We'll see. But
you can see our live show there.
I know what it is. I can say it.
But don't say it. You don't have to. Yeah. Okay. That's a tease.
He's doing the tease.
Another tease?
I learned from him.
Oh.
Yeah. So you want to get tickets at rtxevent.com. You can check us out live there. So that'll be fun.
Interesting.
Yeah, there you go. It will be 100% fun.
Oh, like that thing.
That's not true.
There's no way it will
be. Yeah, it'll be like 60.
80 tops.
That's an average score of 70. So if you like that, check it out, rtxevent.com.
He didn't even use a calculator. Wow.
All right, I'm going to go throw up.
Okay, cool. Bye.